This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This next story sounds a little bit like an ad you might see on late night TV. A college degree at a school with no classes, no instructors, and no grades. And I'm not talking about some shady no-name online diploma mill here either. It's called College for America, and this week it got a big boost from the federal government. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR.
Instead of racking up a certain number of credit hours for an associate's degree, students at College for America just have to prove what they know. And now they'll be able to get federal student aid.
What that really means is that for the first time, federal financial aid dollars will support actual learning as opposed to how long somebody sat at a desk.
Paul LeBlanc is president of Southern New Hampshire University, the nonprofit school that created College for America. Students have to pass 120 so-called competencies, from quantitative reasoning to writing and communication. LeBlanc says if you're good at math, you might fly through that assessment. If not, you could take one of those free online courses offered by other schools. The program costs $2,500 a year.
It's conceivable that someone could earn their associate's degree in under 6 months and for $1,250.
Right now, it's only available to people who work at certain companies, like Globe Manufacturing in Pittsfield, New Hampshire. It makes firefighter suits. Owner Rob Fries says competency-based degrees will not only help his workers get ahead, but help him assess their skills.
I think this is going to be much more straightforward to match up the employee's skills with the requirements of the business.
Eventually, the program will open to the public. Sarah Goldrick Rabb teaches education policy at the University of Wisconsin, which is launching its own competency-based degree in the fall. She says given what college costs, helping students finish faster should be a priority.
However, I will say this. I think the higher priority ought to be on lowering what college costs, so that you don't have to rush through it.
Because the skills you pick up in the process of learning, she says, are important to employers, too. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.